So I go to the United Way of Greater Lorain County. By the way, our next segment brought to you by United Way of Greater Lorain County. And as I'm just looking at their front of the website, all of a sudden it pops up. You know those things that kind of put like a wall in front of what you're looking at? You're like, what is going on here? And then I realize this is all about their volunteer blast. When you sign up for this email, we'll send you new volunteer opportunities when they become available. To hear to talk a little bit about that is Ashley Hampson with United Way. So that's how we get our email blast, right?
Yeah. So you could actually just go to our website right now. We've got the pop-up. We also just straight up at uwlorainecounty.org. Because we just get volunteer opportunities. They come up every so often from different partners and nonprofits in the community, in addition to our own, of course. And so if you're just, you know, looking to get involved and, you know, have a busy schedule, you'll get that email and you can see if any of those opportunities fit your schedule.
Kind of give an idea a little bit maybe more. And it's sort of gearing back up to the volunteers. We kind of had sort of, you know, a year and a half where volunteering was sort of at a distance or trying to get things going on there. So talk, I guess, about what needs you see immediately with volunteers.
Sure, yeah. Yeah, exactly. I think we had this kind of rough period where, you know, we did a lot of remote volunteering and virtual volunteering, but in terms of the in-person, hands-on stuff, it was really, really tough. Or, you know, we still have some limits in terms of how many people we can engage at any given time. But yeah, we are definitely ramping that back up. So right here at United Way, we have a volunteer engagement hub where we donated items, including books and school supplies and tampons and pads and work clothes. And so that is kind of gearing back up, and we'll have more opportunities there. We already are kind of gearing up for the tax season starting next year. So that's going to get a little bit more back to, you know, quote, normal in terms of engaging with tax clients instead of doing kind of all our drop-off stuff we've done the past couple of years. You know, obviously we're getting into the holidays as well, so some of our partners have some really great volunteer opportunities, you know, around the holidays, sorting toys and everything like that. So it's definitely coming back, and obviously we're going to keep an eye on all of the guidelines to make sure everyone stays safe.
I'm just looking at your Facebook page, and I chuckle because this is an interesting, it says volunteer opportunity, Friday, November 5th, 9:30 a.m., West Avenue, Elyria, seeking 1 to 2 volunteers to help the Elyria YMCA move chairs from the Elyria YMCA to the Methodist Church. So you never know what volunteer might be needed. And so it's just, I could take some time to move some chairs. It's no big deal, but obviously that helps them out and what they need to do for whatever program they may be planning or being able to get things. So they're not always some large type of a volunteer, just sort of
helping things. And that's what we get a lot. We'll get you know, just requests from, you know, of course, Elyria Public Library, fantastic partner. You know, and it's just like things that they, you know, don't have the time to do, but needs to get done, right?
Right.
And, you know, North Ridgeville Schools has had a couple of opportunities to sort some books that they got donated. So things that just kind of come up, and how can we get kind of people just to make that happen? And it might seem like a small task, but really it really makes a huge difference when you're, you know, trying to work with these organizations that have a million other things that they've got going on their plate.
Sure. Let's talk about the volunteer meet and greet. You had one of those previously. Mm-hmm. You're going to have one coming up in December. What happened and what does happen at these type of things?
Yeah. So we kind of came up with this quirky event called, it's called Volunteer Meet and Greet, but we actually made a Halloween version of it, and it was called the Trick or Treat Tour. We're probably going to do something holiday-themed. We're thinking holiday lights or something, where we actually have volunteer or folks come to our office who are interested in volunteering. We have a couple stops throughout our office where we have kind of show off some different ways you can volunteer. It's, you know, so last time we had a little skit about tax volunteering. We had a video highlight reel from A Week at the Bee, which, of course, you know, Bruce. We had folks helping us make boxes that are used during our school supply drives. So, you kind of get to see a lot of different aspects, but also kind of get a little hands-on while doing that. And so also we had food and we had drinks, so it was a really, really good time. It's hosted by Serve United, which is our volunteer network that helps just kind of increase our capacity as staff members, and then also the Free Tax Prep Coalition. So you get to meet a lot of different people, see a couple different aspects, and just do a few things while you're here. So it's a good time.
So let's talk about the you said tax. I know this is getting into the final 2 months of the year. People are thinking, getting ready for that. So you're getting ready for your tax prep season now, I guess.
Yes. So, we talk about taxes all year round. But this is the time of the year that we really start to think about starting to recruit volunteers for the Free Tax Prep Coalition. Basically, what that is we do free taxes for low and moderate income families, so families that make about $60,000 or under, so a lot of families really qualify for that. But taxes are confusing. They're intimidating. And so we want to make sure that these families get connected to the credits that they are eligible for and get all their hard-earned money back that they've earned. And we do it with volunteers. That being said, taxes can be confusing and they can be intimidating. But we've got really, really great training. We have a great support network. Usually the taxes that volunteers are doing are pretty straightforward, but we train everyone to make sure that they know, what goes where and what is what, which is kind of challenging for the average person. I know it was for me, certainly before I became a volunteer. But it's really, really impactful. Once you kind of learn those basics, it's really, really powerful. So we've actually done the math, and for every volunteer hour a volunteer serves, they bring back about $1,200 to local families. So if you average up all the refunds that families get that they serve and the number of hours they serve, it's about $1,200 an hour. So really, really powerful. Once we train with just a few basics and using our software, which is a really great software, it's a pretty impactful opportunity, and people are surprised at how quickly they get good at the taxes.
Sure. Are you guys still involved? One of the things I haven't seen, but sort of noticed a little bit, are you still involved in your campaigns, the donation campaigns like that goes on for this year?
Absolutely, yeah. We're kind of ramping up here. We've got had some really, really great workplace campaigns already running. Avient Corporation, we're in the midst of Invacare. Just awesome, awesome, awesome people that we're working with who are launching these campaigns at workplaces, allowing us to kind of talk through the work that we do, connect people to resources, and offer a really easy way to give back. Here shortly, we'll be kind of launching our kind of community campaign as well. So definitely check, keep an eye out for some information about that on our social media and potentially in your mailboxes if you've donated to us before. This is the time of year that we talk about how to give back, but it's always through the lens of how do you either get connected to resources or share those resources with friends and family members.
And if you want to become a volunteer, how do we get that email blast sent to us so that we can keep updated on what opportunities there are?
Sure. Right now, if you go to uwlorainecounty.org, it'll pop up, but it's always at uwlorainecounty.org/volunteerblast. If you type in that URL, you can always sign up for that list.
All right. Well, Ashley, we appreciate your time this morning. Thanks for sharing with us today.
Yeah, thank you. Have a great day.
You too. Ashley Hampson joining us from United Way of Greater Lorain County, all about the volunteering that you can do to help out here in the community.